Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. When Jesus noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. Imagine that you are at a wedding reception. It's time for the dinner to be served, and one of the guests sits down at the head table right next to the groom. That would be an embarrassing moment because everybody knows that spot is reserved for the best man. It would be arrogant of that guest to think he deserves to sit next to the groom more than the other guests. This is the arrogant attitude Jesus noticed among the people who had been invited to a banquet. And this is the attitude that lurks under the surface of our own hearts, too. We want to be more important and more honored than those around us. But what an insult to God, the Lord of all, when we act like we're lords over the people God created. What are we but dust and ashes without God? And yet, sinful pride believes that God ought to feel lucky to have us at his banquet. How can we stamp ugly pride out of our lives? Going along with Jesus' example of a banquet, the answer could be worded this way. Know your place at the table. You are not the king of the castle. You are the king's guest. Humility comes from recognizing that everything we are is a gift from God. If we have a place at God's table, it's only ours by grace. You do have a place at God's table. Jesus, the groom, has personally invited you to sit next to him in a seat of honor. The Bible says, "Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of Christ, the Lamb." Lord Jesus, thank you for raising me up to enjoy a seat at your heavenly table. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.